Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Some Massachusetts attorneys say they've been falsely accused of sending drugs to their incarcerated clients. The attorneys are asking the State Department of Correction to change the way it handles testing the mail that attorneys send to their clients in prison. WBUR's Deborah Becker has the story.
Criminal defense attorney Lisa Newman Polk had just started her vacation in August when she got a call from one of her clients held at MCI Concord.
I knew it was an emergency because he was only going to call if there was an emergency. And he said, "I'm in the hole because they say the mail that you just sent me has K2 on it." And I was completely shocked and completely freaked out.
Newman Polk had just mailed him legal briefs, and she wondered how they might have become contaminated. K2 is a brand name for synthetic cannabinoids, or fake pot. It can be smuggled into prisons when it's sprayed onto paper that a prisoner could then smoke. The DOC says anytime it has a positive test, it's sent to a lab for confirmation. The lab testing on Newman Polk's mail showed no drugs, but it took a month and a half for those results. During that time, Newman Polk says her client was put in restrictive housing, lost his prison job, and could not continue his education program.
The fact that my client was just scooped up, kicked out of a really important college program. It's important for his reentry. It's important for his mental health, and thrown into restrictive housing for something he did not do based on such feeble evidence is wrong.
The DOC maintains that's not discipline. It says a prisoner might be moved to another unit, but discipline is not imposed unless a positive result is confirmed. Regardless, Newman Polk says her client still faced consequences.
Whatever label the DOC puts on it, in every way that matters, our clients are disciplined.
Since August, Newman Polk says she's found 16 other lawyers who have also been suspected of sending drug-tainted mail to clients in prison. The State Public Defender Agency is asking the DOC to change the way it screens mail. The group argues that attorneys must be able to freely send mail to their clients in custody, especially during the coronavirus pandemic. Defense Attorney Ryan Schiff wrote to the Department of Correction, the State Attorney General, and the Massachusetts U.S. Attorney, saying the current DOC practice is harming attorney-client relationships.
When people are afraid to send mail and other kinds of legal materials to their clients, it's really hard for them, if not impossible, to do their jobs. And then it can also create a real lack of trust, and all based on allegations that stem from preliminary drug tests that really shouldn't be used for this purpose.
The DOC uses a test called NARC-2, a field test designed to react if drugs are present. Some scientists say that test should not be used to screen mail.
It's a wholly inappropriate use of that test.
Forensic chemistry consultant Heather L. Harris trains agencies on using the NARC-2 test. She says the chemicals in documents could compromise the test.
It's not intended to react with paper and dyes and inks. In this context of trying to determine is there a drug within a document, they're not reliable.
2 months ago, New York prison authorities suspended using the NARC-2 tests. Massachusetts correction officials say they followed the test manufacturer's recommendation to have positive results confirmed. As for attorney Newman Polk, now that her client's test has come back negative and he will not have a disciplinary hearing, she says he's working on requirements to be released on parole. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.